Okay, we're going to what I'm we're recording right now. I'm going to share my screen. Oh, here we go. Share screen. Okay, welcome to the Kingsbury Hill HOA annual meeting. You typically, I don't want to step on board members. Typically, the board members kind of walk through this meeting here. But the agenda that we're going to have, and then we'll introduce them real quick. We have introductions of who the board members are. Sage, which is the management company, I'm with that. We'll kind of walk through the purpose of the HOA, the budget review. I believe Jim will go through the budget. We'll talk about elections, try and get some individuals that might want to participate, and questions and conclusion. So I'm going to stop sharing here for a second, so that way the board members can introduce themselves.
Matt Drudnowski is the president. He's not on the Zoom right now, so I'm gonna kind of step in as treasurer and help kind of run the meeting since the budget's probably the biggest part. I'm Jim Janicki. I'm at 10717 South 113th Avenue, and been on. I'm currently the treasurer and been on the board for about 10 years. So, and I'd also
I
mention.
am.
We should probably just mention Nicole Baker is also on the board, but she's not. You can't see her as a panelist. She's an attendee right now, working on getting her kids to bed. So she's a part of the meeting as well. So go ahead, Alexis.
I am Alexis Castillo. I'm at 10607 South 110th Avenue. I have been on the board for 3 years now and in the neighborhood like 12 now. I don't even know. It's been so long. So I am currently the vice president.
Hi, I'm Sarah Ramirez. I'm at 10807 South 110th Street. Let's see, I've been in the neighborhood 11 years and I've just started on the board.
And I'm Joe Schmidt. I'm with Sage HOA Services. I'm not in the neighborhood. We were hired on by the board about 4 months ago now, as you guys transitioned from PJ Morgan. So you should have received a welcome letter and things like that from us. And we're happy to be here. I'll go back to sharing the screen here. Okay, so for those that aren't aware of what the primary purpose of the HOA is, pretty much to protect property values and maintain the community common elements. You guys have several common elements within your community, and it's to kind of maintain those things to cover the cost of managing the community. Homeowner association has the right to collect and regulate assessments from community members and maintenance and community upkeep. So really, what's interesting is there's quite a few different things out there, but typically, they found on average, homeowner associations, communities that have homeowner associations, their home values are anywhere between 10 and 15% more than those that don't have homeowner associations. So it's good to have a very strong community, a very strong HOA to kind of help protect those common elements. Jim, did you want to go through the review of what you did last year?
Yeah, I can jump in on that. And so, as Joe mentioned, we hired Sage HOA Services in September. We've been working with PJ Morgan for several years, probably about 5 years. They went through an acquisition. They were acquired, and we just saw our service kind of continually decline. And we had a lot of concerns about the way things were being handled. And so we began a search probably mid-2023, met Joe and his team, and we made the transition. So as you guys know, you got, like you said, you got letters and an introduction. And so with that, Sage launched an HOA webpage, Kingsbury Hills HOA.com. We are continue to work on it, and we want to get it live, but we got some things to enhance and get on there. That's where we would have any, you know, letters or newsletters, or any news we're going to put on there. The covenants are on there, and you have the ability to pay online, not just through the Kingsbury Hills page, but actually through Sage's page, and pay the $200 dues, which many people have paid so far this year. So with that, we can jump into kind of the budget for 2024. The thing that Joe and I were just talking about with the board is that the 2023 actuals are usually done by this time. With the transition from PJ Morgan, there's still a lot of expenses and receipts and things that are being reconciled. So we probably won't have the books closed on 23 for another, I'm thinking at least a week, maybe 2 weeks, to really know kind of where we stand with the final with 23. So I know one of the biggest expenses was getting the trees taken care of. We got our arborist to come in and just do a ton of work that needed to get done, because the trees you know, really hadn't been managed the first like 10 years of the community. And we have been doing a lot of work lately, cutting back the crab apples, cutting back some of the larger trees. We had to remove about 6 trees this year. So there's a big expense that's going into 23 as we close out that year. So looking at the 2024 budget, we were able to keep the dues the same, looking at $200 per house. And what's pretty amazing is that we've been able to keep it that way for about the last, I looked it up and I forgot. I think I put it on Facebook and mentioned everybody. It, you know, we've been able to keep it that way for about 6 or 7 years. The dues were actually $240 when I moved in 12 years ago. And when all the houses got done, we were able to, you know, bring it down to 200. And then our expenses kept climbing, and we're at risk of having to increase it back up. But we were fortunate that we found a great landscaper, Ryan Shea, who had been living in the neighborhood, is the head's groundskeeper at Eagle Hills. And when he moved out of the neighborhood, he was interested in starting his own business. He got insured, put in a bid, and we compared it to other bids, and he was so much less than the other bids that we had out there, and is providing better service because we're essentially his only client for his side job. And so that reduction in expense, paying 2/3 or less of what we were paying to Centennial, has enabled us to keep the dues where they've been at the 200. So 200 times 244 houses makes our income $49,400 for the year. And then looking at our expenses, this was sent out to everybody. So if there's questions, you can certainly put those in the chat and we can address them. But our expenses have been pretty consistent, just kind of working through our utilities, our mailings and postage, because we got to send out the annual dues and things. Sage does that. And so the management fee is just slightly more than we were paying with PJ Morgan, but we're actually going to get better service because PJ Morgan was actually about to change their structure, where we had to do a lot more of our processing of invoices and things like that through their AppFolio system. And Sage is going to manage all of that. So as far as we're concerned, it's a wash. Insurance is going to be a little bit higher. We're looking at directors and officers insurance that we haven't had. Tree maintenance, after doing the big expense last year, we think that $3,500 is going to be adequate for this year. And if it goes well, we may not have to spend anything this year. So, but I'm leaving some in case of a tree removal or anything like that. Lawn care, you can see back in 2021, we spent $31,000, and 2024, we're only going to have a budget of $18,500. And we did verify that with our vendor. So jumping on down, you know, the property taxes, may not need a full 500, but we have that just in case. And we're looking at improving the holiday lighting. Unfortunately, we didn't get to do holiday lighting this year. PJ Morgan managed to lose a number of our lights. And so we're going to be working with Sage to Get some quotes from some vendors to go ahead and purchase some additional lights, and really make it nice up at the front. We'll probably build on that over the next couple of years, but we at least want to get something initially done. We have 2,000 in there for snow removal. This is probably what makes me the most nervous, just because we had a lot of snow removal this month, more than I've ever seen in the neighborhood, having drifts of 2 to 3 feet. And this is most I've seen in the 12 years I've been here. And so that, depending on what kind of year we have next year with the snow, until, you know, the end of December, that may be more than that. Like back in 21, we spent 4,000, but that was with Centennial. So we may be closer to 3,000, 3,500 potentially. But as you guys will see, our net operating income and loss, we actually are looking to net about $6,000. So we've got that cushion for the snow, should it be, you know, bad. And if we get a few more snowfalls and that sort of thing. And then we did put in $1,000 for social events. And that is something we can probably discuss. We at least want to get something in there. We've had requests this year for, you know, helping out with, you know, with an event. And so we donated the, it was ice cream or something like that for a food truck event that was put together. But if there's a committee that wants to get together and look at a social event or, you know, doing something along those lines, you know, we have some budget to be able to, support that. The question did come up, is PJ Morgan compensating us for the loss of lights? They did find, a fraction of them, and we, I picked up, or actually Alexis picked up one of the, Tucker tubs. And they've got some more, I guess, waiting for us, but it's far from the full, supply. We don't think we're going to, it's a, he said, she said kind of thing. And we just don't think we're going to recoup, any of that, unfortunately. And so we're just looking to cut ties and, get all of our information from them and be done with them. So, that's, basically all I have to report at this point. So we've got a budget of 43,000 against our income of 49. So that is a net income of a 6,400, knowing that we have, you know, that additional cushion should we have anything come up, especially with snow removal. So let me know if there are any questions.
Okay, we'll pop on next slide. Question is the 2024 board election. Does one of the board members, do you guys want to talk a little bit about what you do and things like that to see if there are nominations from the floor?
I'd say Sarah's the newest, if she wants to kind of talk about what she's experienced so far.
Sure. Yeah. So I've been just on the board for like a couple of months. I am also part of the SID board. So I, there's a lot of overlap between the HOA and the SID. And for me to understand both roles better, I thought that it would be a good idea to be on this board as well. I like our community. I think that the board has done a really great job of keeping expenses down and being really fiscally sound in both the SID board and the HOA board. I'd like to see that continue. And so that's why I'm still here, and the neighborhood looks nice. So I don't feel like we're cutting corners by any means, but neighborhood is nice. And I'd like to continue in those roles.
Sarah, did you want to say anything about the time investment or anything like that, just to give people an idea of, you know, if they think it's a lot of time or little time or whatever, what you've experienced?
Right now it's been very little time. This is my first board meeting. And so I assume that we have more throughout the year where, but usually board meetings in the SID, they only happen every few months and they're usually about an hour long. So.
Great. Thank you. Yeah. Our, we don't meet that often, because if you got a good management company, then a lot of things are taken care of. And, you know, it just kind of depends what the flavor of the day is. We do a lot of our business by email. And so there's a lot of things where, you know, the president or treasurer kind of emailing the board saying, hey, we've got this, we got to deal with, how do you guys want to handle it? Sometimes we need a formal vote. Sometimes we don't. So we just need, you know, if somebody's going to be involved, that, they're not having to go to a lot of meetings. We probably have three or four a year. plus the annual meeting here online and things, and just making sure that you're able to really watch your email is probably the biggest thing. So, yeah, that's kind of the day in the life.
I was gonna say, are there any nominations from the floor? We have a couple of members. If you're interested, you know, just please type into the Q&A. Kind of give you an opportunity there. Don't worry, we can go through all the responses, you know, as you guys all come forward.
I was going to say, it doesn't allow me to put my name in, but I am up for re-election this year, so I would definitely be more than willing to stay on the board. I am also a member of the SID with Jim and Sarah. I've been doing this for 3 years now. I feel like we've definitely turned a corner, especially now with Sage. I feel like we're in a much better position than we were with PJ Morgan. I was not very happy with them, I will not lie, when I picked up the lights, and they were very aware of my unhappiness with them. And Jim probably got a call because I told them how unhappy I was with them and the situation. But that is my goal. You know, I'm just here. We are here in the long haul. When we first moved in, we never thought we would stay here this long. And here we are 12 years later, fairly certain it's 12. But this is where we're calling home. We are a military family, but we decided to stay and hope to continue to serve the neighborhood and just keep things from skyrocketing price-wise like everything else in our lives.
So we have one nomination so far. Is any other nominations? I believe we have one open position as well.
Correct.
So then we would actually take it to a vote now if there's no other nominations. For those that are attendees, if you wanted to, you can just kind of do the little raise your hand. All in favor of Alexis?
We got one. You can vote for yourself, Alexis.
Four, five, eight,
get a vote.
Six, and then Jim, you've got the other proxy votes as well. So I believe it's a congratulations, Alexis. It looks like you have been reelected.
Congratulations. And like she said, and Sarah said, there's great synergy. For those who don't understand what a SID is, the Sanitary Improvement District, we are SID number 275. Not every SID has the SID and the HOA matching up perfectly. Sometimes there's multiple HOAs within an SID. We just happen to be very fortunate that the 244 houses of the HOA are also the 244 that are in the SID. So we've got a lot of synergy. That just creates a little confusion for people about who pays for what. The SID pays for the park and the playground. The HOA pays for the common area, the green space under the power lines, and the frontage along 114th Street, and the landscaping and all that. So, you know, we kind of manage that, and it's really effective having three of us from the HOA also be on the SID so that we can really have the best interests of the whole neighborhood in mind between both boards. So thank you.
At this time, on the next thing on the agenda is up for Q&A. If anybody has any generalized questions that they'd like to ask, this would be the time to do it. Currently, I'm not seeing any questions. So if there's anything that the board wants to add, you can add it. If not, we can conclude the meeting.
I would just add that we'll make our contact information available through the new Kingsbury Hills HOA.com website that Sage has put together for us. So if you guys do have anything going forward, certainly you can reach out to us as board members or reach out to Sage.
We do have a question that came across. Issues with gas-powered vehicles in the green space, what actions can be taken?
And we were having that problem.
Yeah, I'm unaware of it, actually. So we need more information. So
I was going to say, what green space? Is it the middle section with the power lines under it?
When brought up to the board, they were told to handle it with the neighborhood ourselves. Does that matter? As far as the, if there's gas powered vehicles going through the power lines and stuff like that, that's a, that area is owned by the HOA, or is it still owned by the CID and the HOA manages it?
It is HOA managed. Essentially.
What type of gas powered vehicle are we talking about? Like a four wheeler, or are we talking a motorcycle, a dirt bike? I just want to know, because like I said, I have no idea I've never heard this as an issue.
Yeah. I haven't experienced it.
The question, ATVs and mini bikes.
Are they doing damage to your property or the HOA property? Or is it just a nuisance because of noise? I just want to know, like, what is,
Sam, I'm going to actually promote you to panelist, because you have a lot of different questions and it's kind of hard going back and forth. If that's okay, there's fewer people on here. So I'm going to promote you so you can actually talk. He was saying ATVs, mini bikes, shortcut through the area. Probable damage to the green space.
Do you think that they're shortcutting their people in the neighborhood doing it, or people outside the neighborhood doing it, if you have any idea?
Okay. I don't think it was able to go through. But the question it comes to be with the ATVs, mini bikes running through the area. That's an area that's not allowed. Those types of vehicles are not allowed there. If it's seen, if you notice it, please report it. Either you could report to the website, or more importantly, you could probably report it to the police, because they're the ones that can actually take action. The most that we can.
And it would be the sheriff. It would not be the civilian police department. It would be Sarpy County Sheriff's. And I would call the non-emergency line, especially if you see them doing damage. Mm-hmm.
What we could do, though, is when we do another newsletter or something to that effect, we'll remind people that that's not an area to drive the ATVs and mini bikes. The HOA has some authority over it, but we don't have necessarily policing authority. So that would have to be on the sheriff. But there are things that we can do to remind people, to let them know. And actually, it will allow people to be vigilant, to actually pay attention to see if that happens.
Yeah, we appreciate the question. We're just unaware it was even happening.
What board member did you contact? I'm just wondering, because I'm like, there's three of them.
I believe the website is.
It is, because I used it to pay my dues.
Yeah, I mean, I've been getting. So I'm going to do this here real quick. I'll share the screen so you can see real quick. So this is the website right now. That's up, Kingsbury Hills. It's a fairly simple site, but it has some of the documents in there, quick links to pay. We've had quite a few people pay their invoices. And then this is where the contact information. So if you start to see things, you can go up there. But the website is up. So that would be, you can take a look at that to report some of these things. MNH asked question, is the best way to communicate about community-wide events issues until the website, the Facebook or email? Sorry if that was already covered.
Yeah, it certainly wasn't covered. We do try to put anything on Facebook that we know about, but not everybody, of course, is on Facebook. we never had an email list for all the neighbors through PJ Morgan. But I'm wondering, Joe, if if people registering, if you guys have a better list.
I have about 80%, 85% of homeowners' emails right now. So that would be the preferred method of communicating that we've done previously. The problem with Facebook is a lot of times things go back and forth. Sam said he doesn't remember the member's name. It was on the Kingsbury Facebook site and they DM'd them. So sometimes you don't know where the DM's going, depends upon who the administrator was. So we always recommend.
Facebook people are not HOA board members necessarily. So
I don't know if any of them are. So the Kingsbury, so the Facebook page is not, has nothing to do with the HOA. That was started by some of the neighbors back in 2008. So we post things on there, but we do not own it. We have no control. And so we don't have our own Facebook. So if you direct message somebody, like an administrator on the site, that would not reach us. But if you reach out to one of us individually, that'd be a different story. So, I don't know if that was me. I apologize, but
that's why we recommend going through the website, because then it goes to Sage, and then we track it, we monitor it. Here's the question that came forward. We get it in front of the board members, or it works. A lot of times, we're able to take care of those issues ahead of time, as well. They said they had to be allowed into the Facebook page for access. Is that not part of the HOA anymore then?
It is. That access is completely different. So because my husband is one of the admins on the page, so I can answer this. Back in 2008, it was more of an HOA page because it was originally created by the president of HOA when he started it. It has gradually grown to no longer be just our HOA. It now includes also Granite Falls North and Granite Falls. So it is no longer a strictly Kingsbury Hills HOA page. It is a neighborhood page. So they do verify people live in one of the neighborhoods. All the admins are supposed to. I know my husband is very diligent going to look at property records. And if they are renters, they have to tell who the owner is that they are renting from before he will admit them in. But that is not necessarily the case for every other admin. They cannot talk to it. We have found people who are not necessarily in the neighborhood and he has kicked them from the neighborhood page. So it is not an HOA page. It is strictly just a neighborhood page.
And if you're on that page, board members, I'd recommend it might be something good to just remind people that when they're on there, and if they have something more specific, to go directly to your website as opposed to the Facebook page. Unfortunately, that's typically what we've seen. It's not uncommon, and that's why we always kind of shy away from Facebook. Facebook was a great thing when it started, and then it becomes this other monstrosity that's out there. So a lot of times some people come on and then they come off the Facebook. They move out of the neighborhood, but they're still on the Facebook page. So there's a lot of administrative work that needs to happen, and a lot of HOA, especially when you have 244 homes, it gets a little out of control. But those are great questions, and that's great to bring forward so everybody can kind of understand.
That's all we got.
Okay. Somebody want to make a motion to end the meeting?
Motion to adjourn.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
People want to pop up their hands, they can.
Please let us out of here.
Okay. I will stop recording.